Excellent. Time now to press this button here.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world is needed for a millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
And, of course, today, Sarah Bullimore, it's a Paradigm Arts special. I'll say that again, a Paradigm Arts special, Sarah. What excitement, eh?
It is indeed, Alex.
Because not only have we got the fabulous Rob Pittman in the studio with us. Hey, Rob.
Good afternoon.
And we've got the equally fabulous Sam Atkins in the studio as well with us. Hey, Sam.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
We've also got our... I'm fine. Sam, since we last spoke at the Linkages show, I just feel as though life has been on an upward trajectory. It's that kind of thing. You know, really wondrous. We've also got the fabulous Michael Blackburn. How are you, Michael?
I'm fine, thank you, Alex.
And the amazingly fabulous soul who's been sort of wanting to, well, sort of coming along to various other shows of the year. We said, Carol Hollier, it's time you came on to Inspired on Air. Carol Hollier, subject librarian, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. Okay, Sarah, before we go into our first piece of music, which comes from a new artist you may not have heard of, we're going to get a debut hearing from Kirsty Churchill in a few seconds. Would you like to share with us why, over the last decade, the team at Paradigm Arts has provided strategic advice and guidance to local authorities, national agencies and schools?
Sounds impressive.
Good look with
you, Sarah. Very good.
Well, in my previous arts officer days at City of Lincoln Council was when I kind of first encountered Rob and Sam, and we all started working together. And Rob then was working with the CFBT, with the Lincolnshire School Improvement Service. And on the first Lincoln Book Festival days, we did a massive residency working with William Farr School and Cherry Willingham, which were absolutely fantastic. So throughout that time, we've always kind of talk to each other about the need for something like Paradigm Arts. So here it is, and here we are.
That's one of the reasons, Sarah, why we always appreciate the fact that you do speak to people. It's always good. Not always the case in Lincolnshire. I won't make any names, but still, there we are. Rob, we'll come to you sort of initially to consider this whole thing, because we remember the opening days of the Lincoln Book Festival, of course, and you mentioned, of course, William Farr School. One of Sarah's other recommendations, Eva MacDonald, was a So Festival ambassador, and she's become a regular on the station as well. We've talked in the past, and Michael will attest to this, of a renaissance that we seem to be undergoing in Lincoln in particular, with so many wonderful, fabulous arts things. You're part of that, of course.
Yes, my own small way, I suppose. I think my particular area of interest, as Sarah has alluded to, is around working with children and young people. Historically, that has been predominantly through formal education, so primary, secondary and special schools. But I've had a personal passion about blurring the boundary between what takes place in the classroom and what happens outside. So one of the things that I'm very, very passionate about, and why I'm grateful, actually, that I'm working alongside Sarah and our other guest, Sam, is because we are looking to extend and ensure that that young people, children and communities have access to the best possible opportunities, arts and culture. And as you're right, the Renaissance continues at a pace.
You can always tell when Rob Pittman's in the house, because our managing editor gets very impressed with all sorts of things and decides to say, yes, he deserves a microphone of his own. He actually doesn't. And the wonderful nature that is Andrew David, he's actually plugging in a microphone of his own so we can actually sort of listen to Rob's microphone. I mean, even you, Michael, didn't have this treatment on your first show, I believe. I mean, it's amazing. It's wondrous in
and
every sense of the
word.
He's
doing it all in mime.
What we say about the arts coming together for magical things happening in every sense of the word. I mean, this they were manifested. A round of applause for Andrew David, please. Thank you. Yes, there we are. Yay! Oh, sort of this wondrous. So there we are. Now you've got we've sorted that right, Ryder. What did you want? Some M&Ms or various other sort of bits and pieces as well?
3 feet from stardom. You know, we have our own mics now, and you're our star singer.
Oh, please. Yes, exactly. We should work through that process. But it is something which, again, does work through that. Let's turn to Carol. I mean, Carol, you're fairly new to the whole Lincolnshire area. I mean, so in fact, you've been with us about a year now, a year and a half?
Yeah, not even quite.
Not even quite a year. Yeah. And obviously from America originally.
Yep.
Which part of America?
I moved from Ohio, but I'm from Montana.
Ah, so the cold parts then.
Yes.
Montana,
yes.
From that point of view. So what are your thoughts on the sort of the art scene in Lincoln? Or is it a case of, no, I stay with journalism and public relations? we don't deal with such things on that basis.
I'm actually also the subject librarian for dance, drama and the new music program. So I'm very much involved in the university's arts. And I've got children... although they're in school in Nottinghamshire.
You can cross the boundaries.
But I think the arts scene is vibrant and exciting.
So that's thumbs up. We're going to find out more about Paradigm Arts. We're going to get Michael's take on the whole thing. We're going to find out how Rob, Sam and Sarah, it's like Peter, Paul and Mary, but from the 21st century, will be sort of opening up a whole range of other factors in this Inspired On Air Paradigm Arts special, visual, media and performing, three little words.
If I say those words, will the
Kirsty Churchill, she's from Surrey, and she'll be featured live on tomorrow morning's Midweek Drive Morning Edition, which, of course, if you're listening to this as a podcast, just check out the other podcasts. But Kirsty Churchill, a new singer-songwriter, and those three words, four words, are the people we work with, including Lincolnshire Music Service, the Behaviour Wall, the East Lindsay District Council, and the University of Lincoln. Yay! Partners. Very important. I say yay, but I mean that, Michael. I mean, I'm quite a siren. Exactly. Actually, a huge cheer and surprise.
I was doing it in mime, like Andrew.
Very impressive. And it works so well on radio as well. Sam.
Hello.
Liger, of course, is something else which has worked very closely with the wonderful joy that is Siren FM and Lincoln Young Journalists Academy. Not to be confused with Elijah, the Old Testament poet, prophet. You know,
that wasn't in my mind when we came up with the name. Although it's now commonly known as Wyger. We've lost the L.
Right.
I'm saying L because I have a 5-year-old and we're going through phonetics at the moment. So my whole alphabet has changed to Albuquerque.
So the Young Journalist Academy, to have even
the
a
young
wider
Journalist
range.
Academy.
Exactly. So share with us your background in terms of that and also how you connected together to form and formulate the magic that is Paradigm Arts.
Well, my background is journalism. I worked for various TV companies and Channel 4 and IGN for a little while and the BBC. And I moved away from BBC News into Factor and Learning. So I worked for Blue Peter and NewsRound for quite a while. Came to Lincolnshire. I was asked to come to Lincolnshire, and I said,
"Had you prepared that earlier?" I'm sorry.
Yeah. I wish I was happy to come to Lincolnshire when they told me where it was.
Yes.
Apparently, it's north of London.
North of London and turn right.
Yeah, that's it. And I set up various education programs, working with Rob when he was at CFBT, and it came into contact with Sarah as well. And the Young Journalist Academy was formed in 2008, and we work with schools all year round, academically, and primary, secondary, and special, and we put newsmaking into the hands of young people.
And some of it is absolutely outstanding. It's great to see that. I think one of our former communications graduates, Sarah, is working with you as well.
She is. 4 years now. She got married on Saturday.
Well, that explains why she hasn't been doing these radio shows, isn't it, really? You know? I don't know.
She's married to a Grenadier Guard.
I shall make no comment whatsoever. That's the important thing. Michael, thoughts of yourself, Paradigm Arts. I mean, we were sharing before the team arrived, the trio of terrificness that is Sarah, Rob, and Sam. We were sharing Paradigm Lost. You know,
it often feels like that.
Exactly, change of paradigms, paradigm shift, all sorts of things of that point of view. Over to you, Michael, from our creative writer's point of view. What questions would you like to put to either Rob or Sam or Sarah?
I'm going to have to imagine something very quickly. Yes. What kind of space can you make in terms of broadcasting for writers of different sorts, poets, etc., apart from dramatists? I'll put you on the spot.
Well, I'll start with the Young Journalist Academy and then Rob and Sarah can think of something for the other side. we work in the schools producing radio programmes, films, as well as written reports for online. And the Young Journalist Academy website averages about 20,000 hits a month all around the world. So this is giving young people the opportunity to write writing for purpose. So we're not wanting them to be the voice of the BBC or to write in a very specific way. We want them to use colloquialisms. We want them to be them. But the most important thing is we want to give them the necessary skills to be able to communicate effectively to their peers and to the world, and give them an outlet online or create their own newspaper. So that's one aspect of the creative writing arc. It's quite a new model for young people at school. They're very used to working with I'm sure all of you will know, the right to the triangle, where you build up to your good bits, like the story arc.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when we go and do the journalism, we invert that, and you've got to start with your best bit right at the start. You need to hook in, you need to grab people. And it's quite a shift for young people to get that, because they're so used to having to don't give your best bits away. You know, have a cliffhanger at the end. And we're saying, no, you need to invert that and think of your audience and who you want to have the impact for.
It's quite an interesting way. I haven't really thought of it that that way before, the differences between the types of writing.
Mm.
But I'm thinking in terms of how radio and also the internet, podcasting, etc., is opening things up for writers of all kinds, but particularly creative writing.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I think it's a kind of area for blending or merging different types of writing. I think it's really exciting.
And it's also a great outlet for having young people use their passions and interests, because what we tend to say is, if you're passionate about something, if you're passionate about catching newts out of your pond, then write about it, make a film about it, because there will be somebody else in the world who will be passionate about that and who will respond to that. I don't think we have a newt story
far. Actually, I'm sorry. Whilst you mentioned that, let's not forget Carol Čapek, of course, who coined the term robot, or at least his brother Joseph did, who actually had a very successful short story called War of the Newts, in which we actually found that newts under a sort of, you know, an experience were sort of, you know, likely to sort of battle through us, and there was an underclass of newts. So, strangely enough, in raising the newts,
there you go.
There's a whole new population we can tap into.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, there's an opening on QI coming up.
Yeah.
You know, that notion of don't give your best bits away, I don't know what we can do with them as an out quote content. It's amazing. We got to find out more, because I'm fascinated with this. Carol, from what you've actually heard on that sort of basis, does this appeal to your good self in terms of a way? Because presumably over in the States, in Montana and so on, it was also an experience of the arts culture and so on. Is this something which is new, it's novel? Is it something which you think, oh, that's quite an interesting take on the whole system and the inverted triangle, for instance?
I love the idea of the inverted triangle, because I know that you have to grab somebody so they will actually read more. it's a really nice way you put it. I haven't lived in the States for more than 6 years now.
So you've been fully inoculated into civilization then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But there are communities where there's really vibrant arts activity going on, and others where it's really, really not happening. And it would be wonderful if every community
celebrate the newts. It was good enough. The newt was good enough for Ken Livingstone. It should be good enough for the day to go.
There's also an important point, and I know Siren demonstrates this a lot. It's about localizing something. And I don't mean localizing as in geographical localizing. Localizing an impact of something that's happening in the public domain, and young people latching onto that and localizing it, meaning it becomes important to them. Very quick anecdote, how powerful sometimes these young people can be. A couple of weeks ago, some primary school children were looking for a newspaper, and they saw that an iron worker, they would know what they're called. They saw an article about this iron sculpture guy who creates these fire pits, and the kids loved it. So they wrote an article about it on our website. The owner of the company, based somewhere in the UK, picked up that article online because it was trending underneath his website, and made a comment and replied to that, saying, oh, this is wonderful. So the kids then got onto their head teacher and went, we want this guy to come in so we can interview him. So the head teacher got in contact, and now the children are fundraising to have that artist come into their school and commission their own bespoke. So that's a knock-on effect of children not being passively consumers of information and art, but them actually reacting to that, writing about it from their point of view and making things happen.
I think kind of rock and roll theme to Inspired On Air, as selected by Rob, the Faces man, who never quite got to the Faces, but I'm sure they'll be listening now thinking, we should sign up that Rob as a newbie. Anyway, life continues. We're having a Paradigm Arts special, visual, media and performing. Sarah, I noticed that in terms of programmes, Inspire Dance appears on the Paradigm Arts website, which of course is paradigmarts.co.uk.
And it's not what you're thinking.
I didn't
know. It's not Lincoln Dances.
No.
Or Lincoln Inspired. No. A lot of play on words there.
It's very good.
Hopefully it is going to be part of Lincoln Dances, which we have a date for next year as well, in June.
Professional development for staff, delivery of the On With The Dance training course. Is that the heck with the consequences? On with the dance!
Yeah, of course. Yes, Inspire Dance is working with our partners, Arts NK, which one of the kind of programmes and academies that Rob's been running with all the schools over the years, where schools have dancing, and that's there, similar to the Theatre Academy and also WIDGER as well. So we're kind of continuing to work with schools on all those different separate elements, as working with them on more bespoke programmes.
Before we burst in with the Faces, I believe you had one thing you wanted to say, Rob, in terms of life of the universe. Actually, Sam. No, Rob.
It's Rob.
What
yes.
Am I
it was just going to pick up that point, really, that Sam was making. He talked about writing for purpose, and that's a common phrase that's used in education as a sort of catch-all for motivating young people to do their work.
And as teachers and academics, we have sort of NSS surveys, so everybody's like, it's all constant 360 degrees
it's
valuation.
It is.
We'll give you your forms after the show to actually.
But I think
it's not joking.
I think it's really important that young people don't see an academic pursuit as something that is remote and distant from real life. And I think if it's one thing that categorizes the type of work that we are collaborating to achieve, because I should stress that the whole point of behind Paradigm Arts is that it isn't just about the three of us, it's about the pre-existing work that is already out there. It's about great people who are doing great things, whether that is on offer for community, whether that is on offer for education. And if we can do anything to decrease the distance between those dots and put people into contact with each other, just to help things go that little bit further. Mm. I think in this particular day and age, with the economic climate being as it is, funding's critically important, and the disappearance of funding is the one thing that puts a big strain on everybody's professional life. And times like this need creative solutions, and I think that's where we fit in.
Slightly by the by note, I'm very interested in terms of the website that we have. Sarah, obviously, he is glamorous ever. We could have always been taking the spotlight casting director with the image of that. Sam is grooving out with an acoustic unplugged guitar, which is all very impressive.
Yes.
You see
down
the guitar there.
Yep.
And Rob, are you cycling?
No, I am building a sandcastle on the beach with my daughter.
Because I would have sworn, does that not look as though he's actually in a cycling mode, really,
without
the crash helmet? Yeah. I mean, obviously, if he was sandcastle building, you don't have to wear a crash helmet, but it was just a crucial thing, though.
Yeah, it was just a safeguarding point. I thought I would remove my daughter from the picture and just have me on the beach.
Passionate about the role that the arts and culture should play in the life of a child, which is very good for that point of view. But I see the Laughters Film Awards is one of the things you've been involved with from that point of view.
Yeah, I mean, I set that up in 2007 with two colleagues when I was working for CFBT as part of the local authority. It happened this week. It was Monday. A great example, I think, of connecting industry, young people, and giving them a trajectory. Something for them as individuals, they can take some ownership of it, and they can see from their classroom that shaft of light that might lead them onto a career or a future somewhere in a creative industry.
Which is at the heart of Inspired On Air, is it not, Sarah?
It is indeed.
So moving back to Sam, again, from your own perspective, we talk about young people. What is the definition of a young person here? Because, you know, I mean, there are those of us who are more chronologically gifted, experientially enhanced, you know.
Chronologically gifted, I like it.
Exactly. Where do we sit in terms of that young people? Because, I mean, we don't want to patronise either, you know. It says, oh, you young person over there, young man, whatever.
Well, our programmes, I mean, my company is separate. I run a company called C1 Media, which is media and education.
As opposed to see you, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Long story behind where the C1 came from. I'll save that for another time. But young people, I'm hiding behind the we. How I see young people is anybody in school from reception up to 18. And then you've got the SEND, Special Educational Needs Directive, which goes up to 25. So we do a lot of work with Action for Children, for example, and sort of vulnerable young people. But we have worked with community groups as well, anything up to the age of 90 plus.
Good heavens.
So there's a whole gambit of people that we work with.
Just looking at it from the point of view of obviously our folk within the University of Lincoln, I'd hate to actually have to say to them, I'm sorry, you're no longer young people. But you know,
I think it's for them to define, to tell you the truth. We have a specific.
We have to work within those parameters because of the way things are.
Funding, exactly.
But Rob's point about putting control into young people's hands and your point, Mike, about how do they get motivated into it. The Young Journalist Academy, 100% of the content online and produced is by young people. It's not us. When I used to work for Newsround and when we've worked in the past with First News, the newspaper, these are adults writing what they think children would want to know or to hear. What the Young Journalist Academy does is puts the power into young people's hands and allows them to write and produce work which is of interest to them from their point of view. And there's a subtle shift.
Well, you mentioned the N-word there. This is just for your good self.
Hello, this is John Craven, and glad you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
He hasn't changed, has he, really? You know, let's face it.
No.
You know, it is John Craven's news round. Whatever about people
still
say.
Come in and give a
advice
for us.
Exactly.
And,
there we are. Warm-ups and everything else from that point of view. We're going to find out more about what Paradigm Arts are up to. We haven't actually mentioned the Frequency Festival. Is there a connection between Paradigm Arts and the Frequency Festival, or is that one we haven't connected as yet?
One of those elements is the pre-existing nature of activity, festivals and events that are going on around the city. And the one thing that we do directly contribute towards those is trying to ensure that young people feel connected and have a link to what is going on, especially school-aged children.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl.
Planning and programming, event and project management, and strategic advice and guidance. Three areas, Sarah, which Paradigm Hearts can obviously assist with in all sorts of ways.
That's right, Alex. Yes, we can do everything.
So what will this magical format be bringing for the citizens of Lincoln and the world as the Paradigm continues to expand?
Well, the main part of what we're doing at the moment, although the website kind of went live and we kind of had a soft launch in April, really, we've kind of been waiting for all the schools to get back into their
There's
academic
only one
year.
Typo I've spotted, so don't worry, sir.
And we've been busy, so schools can join Paradigm Arts Network. So basically we have everyone, it's like a big family really, a big arts family. So at the moment we've got over 50 schools who since September have all been busy joining our family. And we work with them to kind of review where they are with the whole creative curriculum, have a look at what they want, where their gaps are, where their strengths are, and work with them really to create bespoke programmes. Also, as Rob mentioned as well, we also work with all cultural organisations, so they are also signing up and joining the network as well as partners. So, for example, we've got Writing East Midlands and First Story as well, whom no doubt we'll probably need to come and talk to you about soon, Michael. And we work with them as well to kind of really make sure that organisations and festivals and venues and communities are actually kind of programming things that actually the young people want as well. So, like Sam said before, giving them back their voice.
Michael, thoughts on this? I mean, as somebody who, back in the 20th century, spent many a fruitless year trying to get events established within Lincolnshire and so on, but paved the way in many ways on the shoulders of giants for the likes of Paradigm Arts to take all the credit. From your point of view, again, I think obviously the university has impacted in terms of universities, because let's face it, we have Bishop Grist Test as well these days, but from your own point of view?
I think it's amazing. I think it's like a lot of things are all coming together over the last few years. Obviously, the people who want to do things, you know, and get things going, has definitely increased. I think the climate has changed in many ways in terms of schools and institutions and the ways of looking at things. And also, I think the technology has been a real enabler here. Mm. I think that's something which is continuing to expand everything. So I think it's fantastic. I think Lincolnshire as well, certainly this sort of area is kind of developing in terms of people coming in, things happening, and the university as well has really contributed to kind of reviving the city and everything else. So I think it's like lots of things all sort of fitting in together, and it's and lots of venues and everything. It's just brilliant.
Perfect ingredients. Michael, of course, you're from the north originally, as indeed I am myself. So north of Lincolnshire, yes, such a thing does exist. We've already identified that Carol is originally from the United States and Ohio, but then via Montana, so going to the States from there. Sarah from Newark. Mm-hmm. Rob, where are you sort of emerged from? Where you're
the border between Derbyshire and Nottinghamshire originally. Moved to Lincolnshire, went to... last year of primary and all of my secondary years were here in Lincolnshire at a time really when there wasn't an awful lot going on. And along with all my peers...
This was a toxic waste dump, the studio, let's face it. Yeah. I mean, if you had a time machine, you would have said, it's a toxic waste dump. Why are we going to broadcast up there? People say, I'm insane.
Yeah. I mean, I had a great...
Explains the smell.
Clarify. So, I mean, I had a great childhood, but when you reach a certain age, you realise that if you want to do something, then you're probably going to leave. And along with all my peers, we left Lincolnshire.
But not the country. You're still in England.
Well, actually, it's funny you should mention that, because I left Lincolnshire and I returned to Lincolnshire in 2003, but I came via Greece and Japan. I spent 3 years working overseas in Greece and Japan. And I think I came back to Lincolnshire for it was supposed to be a very brief period. It was supposed to be a six-month contract working in education that's now turned into 13 years.
Well, a second decade is always the easiest.
Yes.
Sam, yeah. your own route. You mentioned, obviously, BBC and so on. You've travelled out for that. But origins, were you sort of
all of my family are Londoners, which should have meant that I should have been a Londoner.
Did they not sort of say, you can't go up there, it's full of Northerners with flat caps and ferrets?
And newts.
Pretty close, do you know them? Yeah. But I was actually born in Nottinghamshire. Because I made a surprise appearance. my nan, who's 96, still lives in Worksop, and my mum visited my nan at the time, and then I was born.
A name check on the podcast. You might not be listening live, but you can give her a name check now, so go on, Sam.
Eunice Moon, Nana Moon.
Oh.
Straight out of the East
End.
Oh, no. Of course, strike me pink now. No, I didn't expect that one coming out.
Little story about Nana Moon. Yeah. She was the first female firefighter on the fire engines during the Blitz, and she was presented with a plaque by the London Fire Brigade. Oh, and there's a picture of her ringing the bells.
And since then, her family have been firefighting ever since.
I know. And then I was born. And, oh, dear.
Oh, lordy lord.
So, yes, but interestingly enough, my family now live in Lincolnshire.
Well, it's
a place to be, isn't it? It's just like reversed the polarity.
Of the neutron flow.
And we've changed the toxic dump into kind of enriched
into a radio studio and universe, exactly.
Whatever
the university as well. It's wondrous. Quick mentions for Kate Atkins, Steve Russell and Kirsty Dring, of course, who also share... I see, sorry, you double duty here because you're also one of the Sure Paradigm Arts advisors as well. Sorted out that one. Clearly, it obviously helps in terms of that overall umbrella structure that Paradigm Arts is providing, really, from that point of view.
It is. I think we're very, very clear that that we can't offer the service that Sarah described if we don't have the requisite connectivity with professionals and people who are doing great work. We do collaborate on a daily basis, and those partners and advisors change based on the type of activity that we're working on.
Much like the opening sequence to Mission Impossible, basically you go through the routines and you say, who am I going to select for this particular mission?
Absolutely. Actually, that's probably the best...
And quite literally, Paradigm Arts would explode if it's not sort of there. Yeah. The message doesn't come through.
up to the heavens and see it shine.
The Hooters and Satellite on Inspired on Air for Lincoln's first community radio station, Siren 107.3 FM. Matt, life continues its own merry way. So you have a question for Sam. You see, I don't know why we've...
We have a Matt working in the team.
Strange. I was sensing some Matt, obviously, there. Sam, you had a question for Carol Hollier.
I was just interested about the students on their reading list for journalism. If there's any trends that they ever ask you outside of the reading list, what other books would you recommend that we look into for journalism?
Well, one thing that we have at Lincoln, which is not students asking me for recommendations, but students can recommend or request that that the library buy books for them.
Oh, right.
And we've been getting lots and lots and lots of requests about environmental journalism lately.
Oh, really?
Which I actually think is very encouraging.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, what a link. Because this afternoon, and this isn't planned, is it? This afternoon, we have a Young Journalist Academy team in London at an awards ceremony, Ashton Environmentals. And there is a Lincolnshire Primary School that's being nominated for a huge national award for environmental work.
That's brilliant.
And we have a journalism team down there reporting on it. How bizarre.
No, it just shows the rehearsals pay dividends.
Exactly. Serendipity. I
mean, worked our way through that process. Michael, any questions you want to put to Rob or to Sam or to Sarah about Paradigm Arts?
Paradigm
that
Arts.
Haven't been covered so far.
Again, I keep going on about the technology thing. Because
you're very impressed with the technology.
I am, yeah.
We can rebuild the person.
But it's
better,
it's,
fitter,
it's
faster.
It's that local thing and yet global at the same time.
Localisation.
It's global. Yes.
Globalisation, globalisation. Yes. It's a portmanteau term.
It is, yes, yes. And I just say, yes, local and global at the same time, in a way that's never been before. And how you can be very local about something and yet...
stimulate.
It's, you know, you will get hits for things all the way around the world that you wouldn't normally expect. It's I think that's kind of fascinating.
I do, and I think actually a place like Lincolnshire really does benefit from access to that technology and good quality support to use that technology, because the two have to go hand in hand. Yeah. Simply having access to the technology doesn't yield always great results. Which is again, yeah, where the Programming Journalist Academy comes in, is it does teach a level of media literacy and you're understanding the technology that you're using.
And there's only so much Mojo can actually do, isn't there? Really?
There is.
Talk about mobile journalism, in case you're wondering. What Mojo? It's some sort of thing Tina Turner used to sit and sing about.
But I think, you know, I made the point that I grew up in Lincolnshire and the first thing I did when I got the chance was to leave. And that's because there is this perception and this feeling that you sort of exist here in Lincolnshire and then you need to reconnect with the rest of the world. And I think your point is bang on about technology, because it has two effects. If used properly, it brings the world into your bedroom or your front room or your living room. And right now we have increased capacity to communicate and send something back out to the rest of the world.
Yes, it's like everywhere now is local. Isn't it? It doesn't matter where you are.
What, even Middlesbrough?
Perhaps
it's okay.
Perhaps
it's all right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's beyond the wall. Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that doesn't really count.
Sometimes I wonder why I order.
Actually, there's a phrase I use a lot for many, many years, and across all of our projects, from Wider and Inspired Dance and everything else, from Paradigm Arts, is I always say that we give the necessary tools for young people, communities, to make a meaningful experience. It could just be for themselves, and that's absolutely fine. But what we're doing, we're effectively giving that child a pebble to throw in a pond, and the ripples that creates and who that hits is how far it can go, which is exactly your point and Rob's point about the reach. It could only hit one ripple.
And clearly, we're not advocating hurling stones at children in ponds.
Metaphorically.
It's important.
No, we tried that, it didn't work.
For literary things, it's too much. People can get in touch, obviously, with Paradigm Arts by going to paradigmarts.co.uk, and it is spelled PARADIGMARTS.
Thank you for bringing that up. It's one of the things that we realised once we launched is the number of people who asked us to spell Paradigm for them.
Yeah.
On your Twitter. Can you remember that?
No,
yes. Paradigm Arts UK.
There you are. UK, yeah. Facebook, of course, as well. The Young Journalist Academy, YJA, is simply YJA.
It's youngjournalistacademy.com. Or if you still go on to Liger.co.uk, it bounces over to...
We will bounce you there.
Yeah.
It's just amazing what sort of magic you can actually do. It's almost as though you've got a virtual locality here. It's truly amazing. Sarah, where would you like to see Paradigm Arts developing over the next 5 years?
that's really like... Let's great take hair. Over the world. Yeah. I think it's really exciting times at the moment, especially as just alluding to what Michael was saying before as well, that one of the really exciting things for us is the fact that we no longer have any boundaries or borders. We both come from local authority backgrounds.
We're free.
We had to work within a restricted area, but now we are having those conversations with, and schools are joining the network from further afield, and partners and artists as well. So it's an exciting time at the moment. It's busy.
You've got your own radio show with the Inspired on Air, Takeover Himself.
Brilliant. There's just what we really want at the moment is loads more schools to come and have a look and sign up, and also loads of cultural partners as well. We want everyone to be part of that network so that we can truly start to join those dots and cross those T's and just work more strategically and better together.
And for those people who are young, who happen to be devastated by the fact that they cancelled in Belfast recently.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home, I drive all night.
The story of my life. Sam, you'll be pleased to know what, whilst One Direction were performing Story of My Life, I not only liked, but I shared the Facebook page for Paradigm Arts.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, see? Multitasking?
Good skills.
Very good. As a male as well, as sending. Sarah will coach you in a few moments in terms of the final the final words. We always say we end up with every sort of sequence as far as Inspired on Air is concerned. But, Carol, now you've actually finally made it to the show, transport difficulties notwithstanding, etc. Did you enjoy your experience with Inspired on Air?
I did indeed. Good. And I want to get my kids' school involved.
Yeah. Yes, so I think you should too.
That's the way forward, exactly. That's a result from that particular perspective. Michael, standard maintained. Of course, we head off to November's Inspired on Air, hopefully on the coattails of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre's winter show.
Indeed, yes. I've got a lot of things booked.
Julie Ellaby might have thought things were happening. You've got things to... Do you want to just give a tease ahead, Michael? Because you've got a few things that are coming up.
Yeah, well, tonight, we're going to see Waiting for Godot.
Yes.
And then I'm going to the whole week of the Shakespeare.
It's like Waiting for One Direction. Sorry, I couldn't resist it. That's all they were doing. They were just channeling the spirit of Samuel Beckett. That's all.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, Zayn Malik, obviously. It goes together. So that's all, obviously, it's come from that point of view. And your writing and your books are coming out as well, no doubt.
Yes, I had some poems in an anthology of Lincolnshire poets, and I've got two other small books due for publication anytime soon. So I'm just waiting for the publishers to...
It'll all happen. It'll all be wonderful.
We should get you into one of our schools to be interviewed.
I see. 10%
that
for
them. Put them off.
And Rob, from your own perspective, where do you head? Down to the beach again? Or cycle sort of shots and things? Or
yeah, more sandcastles.
Sandcastles.
Yeah. It's interesting because we obviously worked in collaboration with Cultural Solutions on the Festival 800, and a big sandcastle was erected this summer in the castle.
Exactly.
Not wanting to draw...
You were there first. You were there first.
But I was there first. Yeah, it's an exciting time, obviously, for education, and we've got lots of programmes of support available, so we'd just love to hear from you if you're interested in getting more involved.
Back on the Inspired on Air format, I suppose you will return to the studio?
With pleasure.
Good.
Happily.
And Sam, from John Noakes, John Graves. John Craven. John Craven. Easily confused. One has a dog,
well,
one doesn't.
Thank you very much for having us in on your programme.
Well, it's our programme, basically, as Sarah would say. Our
talking.
Collective. Good.
And I'll also have a little treat for you as well.
Oh.
Whenever the Young Journalist Academy ever has a... I'm acting on their behalf today.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we chat to anybody important.
Right, yes.
And unfortunately, they're not here, so Alex... Well. We have a You've Been Wired sticker and a Young Journalist Academy button badge.
What can I say?
And we would love to have you wear that with pride.
Well, I'm almost filling up here with testosterone.
That's effectively a knighthood.
Yeah, well,
better ads.
Yeah. Unaccustomed as I am, but I won't go there. Okay, that's a wrap. So you'll be back with us as well, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Marvellous. Yeah. And Carol as well. Carol Hollier and Michael Blackburn and Sarah Bullimore. Sarah, you won't be back next month, I don't believe. You might be out and about.
Yes, I'm 3 weeks doing Shakespeare Schools Festival everywhere.
That's brush up your Shakespeare, as somebody once said. I believe it was another sort of Kiss Me Kate scenario. But you'll be back with us shortly, and possibly telephonically you might be reaching us.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Something sorted out on that basis. But you don't know, obviously you can train the rest of the team in terms of be inspired, the two words we actually wrap up every Lincoln Inspired with. So a one, a two, a three...
Be inspired. Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival... More than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration. My old good old place.